But you're not. And so I wasn't terribly surprised that we crossed paths again. I was sauntering towards my condo door, and just as I slid my key in the lock, I heard you to my right, cracking your door open, looking at me, enjoying my tight ass in those super short cut-off blue jeans. Need some dick, baby. I turned around slowly, my lips curling in a wicked smile. I know you do. As I laughed, I slid a hand over my fat bulge and my tight cut-off jean shorts, my perfectly manicured fingernails sliding over the rock-hard cock that you were craving. The look on your face told me everything I needed to know. Somebody looks hungry for some cock to suck. Yeah, some married bitch needs to suck my fat dick, doesn't he? You need to suck my fat dick, don't you? You could offer only a weak yes as I slowly slid my hand down my shorts, pushing my fat, hard cock against my thigh. Your eyes bulged. A good 3 or 4 inches of my dick hung out of my shorts. It was so hot, my dick was starting to drip. I was ready to fuck that face of yours. Well, I said, better go get that fat wallet and get over here, baby. I've got just what you're craving, cocksucker. I walked into my condo, leaving the door slightly ajar behind me. You were nervous as hell. And mercifully, your wife was asleep. And you were so turned on. The lights in my apartment were turned down low. It took you a couple moments to get adjusted in the dim lighting. But then you saw me sitting back in my big, cream-colored leather chair, my long, perfect legs spread wide, perched atop a pair of electric pink pumps. My shorts were unzipped and my hot slab of she-cock was hanging out. Your eyes landed on my perfect tits, my gorgeous cleavage, and my smile. Come here, baby. Come get this hot dick. Come suck for me. Like a good boy. And you, in a trance-like state, walked toward me, dropping to your knees between my killer legs. Your hands slid up from my heels, over my calves and up my thighs. I held my cock to your lips and your mouth dropped open. I purred. Time to suck, baby. Suck and pay. I guided my cock towards your lips, teasing you with the glossy head, running my pink, slick, wet dick head over your lips. Taste it, baby. Taste my hot dick. With my right foot, I curled it against you and found the hot bulge in your pants, your wallet. Come on, baby. Open your wallet so you can open your mouth. And still, in a trance and desperate to suck, you reached into your pocket and opened it up, handing over all the cash. I looked through the bills. Looks like payday. Do you always carry this much cash? Or were you waiting for me, baby? But before you could answer, I took one of my long, elegant hands and pressed it up against your neck, pushing your face towards my cock. Open up, cocksucker. Suck. As your lips wrapped around my cock, you got even harder. I teased you with my foot, playing with your hard dick through your pants as your mouth slid down my hot, hot she-cock. It was so smooth and slippery in your mouth, rock hard and bulging. Stroke the base, baby, if you can't take it all. Obediently, you reached up and grabbed my dick and let your hand slide up and down the few inches that you couldn't stuff down your throat. Oh, yeah. That's right, baby. Your mouth salivated, and your spit dripped down my long, hard dick, wetting your hand, allowing your hand to slide up and down my cock more quickly, as your head bobbed my hot dick deep inside your throat. You'd bob your head up and feel the hot bulging head on your tongue. Bring your head down and feel my cock head in your throat. The long, hard, thick shaft in your mouth. Oh yeah, that's good, baby. Suck it. I can't wait to come in your mouth. I know you've been craving it, baby. You reached down to your own dick, started jerking off furiously as you sucked the taste of my dick filled your mouth. I was so turned on. My cock was so hard I couldn't help but thrust my hips, causing you to gag on my dick. Careful there, baby. We'll make a deep throat out of you yet. Your eyes nearly rolling back in your head in ecstasy as your head bobbed up and down, my soft, beautiful hand guiding you, showing you when to speed up or slow down. I was savoring it, and you could tell I was on the edge. As I got closer to coming, my cock got bigger, harder, more full in your mouth, until you thought that you just might not be able to contain it. With your lips wrapped over your teeth, you sucked and gagged as I thrust deep inside your mouth. I slowed you down, savoring it, hovering on the edge. I could feel it building inside of me. I knew I was going to shoot a big hot load straight down your throat. And you knew it too. If you do a really good job, I just might let you come, baby. Eagerly, your head began to bob up and down, faster and faster. Fuck. Yeah, you little cocksucker. Keep sucking. I'm gonna come in your fucking mouth. Your hand worked furiously at your cock as your head moved up and down at the same rhythm as your hand. Fuck, I'm gonna come down your throat. I'm gonna come in your throat, baby. Go on, go on. Yeah, make me come. You choked and coughed, sputtering. The load of cum filling your mouth. You swallowed. Good boy, baby. Now, who's ready to come for me? Do it, baby. I can't wait for next time.